All right. Good afternoon. I'm Jessica Dinkins. I'll be recording this oral history on the afternoon of December 6, 2014. If I could first get you to state your name, the years that you attended Cape Charles, and your age, if you're out of that.
My name is Richard Bland. I attended Cape Charles Elementary from 61 to, well, anyway, I went through the fifth grade. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be.
Yeah, 61 through 66, I guess that'll be. And what was it?
Just your age. Oh. If you're up, then.
59.
All right. Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Richard.
Good to meet
and
you.
And I'm looking forward to this. I think we're going to have a good time talking about Cape Charles. Yeah. So, to start out, what are some of your most distinct memories that you have of Cape Charles Elementary School?
It's strange as it may seem, it's playing out in the... It was a big playground there.
Yeah.
And we'd play out there, but we'd also sneak off and run through the woods, play in the woods.
When the teachers aren't looking.
Yeah. It was a little swamp back in the woods that would ice over in the wintertime, and we'd go out there and play like we were ice skating, skate on ice. And every once in a while, somebody would fall through and we'd get caught. But we had some good time.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
There was also the city dump right across, and being kids, we'd run out over into the dump and find toys and
of
stuff.
Of course, yeah. And boys will be boys.
Gotta
go search for things, anything we can find.
There you go.
There was a couple of people I've talked about the May Day Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember anything about that?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
Yeah.
I
can remember Maypole, seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was interesting to me. I've never
oh, really?
Had that.
No.
It was interesting to me.
I can remember Maypole. Legacy is vague.
Yeah. Did you have any favorite teachers at the school?
All of them. There was Miss Catherine Ames. She was my first and second grade teacher. They had first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, mm-hmm. and seventh. And Miss Ames, I mean, all of them just seemed to care so much about the kids that I enjoyed all of them.
Yeah.
Miss Gloria Harmon, was third and fourth grade, and actually the fifth grade, I left after the fifth grade, and I can't remember my fifth grade teacher.
But, it's all right, we won't hold it again.
Okay. But like I say, they seemed to really care about the kids, wanted the kids to learn. They didn't seem to make a whole lot of money. I didn't see them driving around in new cars or anything, but I seemed to really care.
Yeah, in it for the love of the teaching.
No way.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite subject while you were there, or in school in general?
I guess math would have been my favorite subject.
Yeah.
Yes, enjoyed the fact that it worked out.
It all made sense in the end.
It all made sense.
There was an answer to it.
Exactly.
That's the opposite of me. I'm not a math person.
Oh, no.
Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, so what did you think about the overall... You said it seemed that the teachers really cared about the students. And do you think that contributed to the overall quality of education they all got?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We were talking about not being negative, but
oh, it's
we got the hand-me-downs usually from the white school. But they used those books, and they taught us from those books. And I mean, they really gave us what they could from those those hand-me-downs. So I remember when I went to the white school, that I was a little bit, I went from an A and B student to a C and D student. It was a whole different, the books were harder, I mean, it was newer stuff.
Yeah.
And, but eventually, you catch up.
Yeah. What other differences did you notice when, or do you remember from when the schools consolidated?
I remember a lot of my classmates failing that first year.
Oh, wow.
Kids that have been doing well at school in Cape Charles Elementary, Black Cape Charles Elementary. I remember not being actually accepted at first. After a while, kids came around and they would play together during school, and then after school, kids didn't know you. I guess these are some of the things Gerald didn't want to talk about.
It's important. History. It happened.
Yeah. Talk about ever comes to mind, honestly.
You say what now?
You can talk about anything that comes to mind. Happy, sad, positive, negative, all of it. All of it is important.
Yeah.
Just want to get your story.
So, okay.
Yeah. How do you think, you mentioned the hand-me-down books that y'all got from the other school. Were there any other sort of, thinking back to separate but equal with segregation, was there anything that seemed clearly not very equal, like the books that you mentioned? What else?
Oh, yeah. Now, thank God things have changed a whole lot. But back then, it was, we were talking earlier about how the neighborhoods were segregated, and white neighborhood was up this end, black neighborhood was up that end. And, you didn't hang around in the white neighborhood. Remember the drugstore, going to the drugstore, and you weren't supposed to sit at the counter. Blacks weren't supposed to sit at the counter. Don't know why.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
This doesn't have anything to do with school.
That's okay. It's part of your life.
Yeah.
There was another person he spoke to had mentioned the drugstore and not being able to sit at the counter. It strikes me so, it just seems so bizarre to think about, like, it's a seat at a counter. What does that have to do with anything?
But there were white people at the counter, so you couldn't sit there. But, that's the way it was back then.
Yeah. Was there any hostility in the schools, between the students or the adults, when the schools consolidated?
There was... I had one teacher in the 7th grade when I integrated, when the schools were integrated. And this lady was just a stone, in my opinion, racist. I mean, she couldn't say the word Negro. She had to say nigger. Negroes, not Negroes. Mm. Yeah. And I'd sit there and I'd look at her and I'd be angry and I couldn't do anything. I'm just a kid sitting in class.
Yeah. But
I never will forget that later. Mm.
That's awful. I think someone you're supposed to be able to learn from and look up to as a role model. Like a... Yeah. Well, we can move to more happy memories.
Can I just ask one thing?
Yeah, of course.
Stick on that for just a minute. Do you think that black kids were treated differently from the white kids early on in desegregation? If so, you know, how do you think that?
In my opinion, yes. We weren't given the attention. I don't think that the white kids were given. If we were failing, and we were failing, better get somebody to help us. Hmm. Well, they would help the white kids. But this is my opinion.
Well, it was your experience.
Yeah.
So, do you think more, as a result, more black kids failed out?
I think so. Like I said, I remember the first year when we in the sixth grade, it's like half the kids, the black kids that had gone with me, failed out. And
wow.
Yeah.
Mm. And so they just left school. And they
they repeated fifth grade.
Okay.
Which was. Had they been given more help, maybe. I mean, because it's like going from elementary school to high school, you know, no middle school, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think things could have been done.
Yeah.
Say, hey, these people aren't getting it. Let's do some extra work with them.
To help them get it.
Yeah.
Especially when you make a not only just the change in the academic setting, but the change, I mean, the emotional and physical setting change too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that must have had some sort of effect with going through all that on
the social change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big change.
Pretty scary, I would think.
It was.
Mm. Was there any conflict in the town resulting from integration?
Oh, yeah, well. People talk about not sending the kids to the school.
Oh.
Yeah, that was. But I don't think anything. No, there weren't any riots or anything like that.
Mm.
But just undertones.
Yeah.
So did you go to the Cape Charles school, or you did?
Cape Charles.
Okay.
Well, back to before integration. I love the collective name, the school over the hump, as that title, just because I feel like there's so much there with that. Do you have any memories about going over the hump, or did you walk to school, or did you take a bus?
We made a song about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about that.
Can you say
you know,
it?
Just basically, city dump.
Oh.
Over the hump.
Oh no.
But it's a little more to it.
I guess I didn't think about it that way. I was thinking more like, because we've heard stories about kids all walking and playing to school together.
Well, before you go there, though, why did the dump come up in that song?
Well, the school was there by the dump.
Yeah.
And I don't know where we were coming from at the time. I actually just remember us singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I also thought it was interesting that they put our school next door to the city dump, which...
displacing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a message.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunate one.
Yeah. Mm. So you were getting to happier things?
Well, I was trying to get some happy memories because... Well, it was one of the ladies that we talked to, and she had just happy memories about, like, physically walking to school and playing with her brother. I think it was Janice. I'm not sure, but just, like, playing with her brother and going. And so I was trying to get some happy memories like that. But
there were times when we would walk over the hump, and it was fun. They had this little side thing that we would walk across. It's like a sidewalk that was encased, and you could walk. You'd still see the cars coming by.
Yeah.
But you were separated from vehicles, and it was fun walking over there and go down on the railroad track and play sometimes and
getting into mischief again.
Oh yeah.
Like playing in the woods.
But, there were a lot of good times playing and talent contests at the school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you partake in the talent contest?
No. But, can I call names?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. I just remember one particular talent show that... David Trow played piano and sang, and he played Rock Around the Clock and had the whole place just going nuts.
Yeah.
And that's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. Did you ever go to, or were you in the Christmas place?
I don't think I participated. I can't remember anyway.
Okay. How was your relationship or the community's relationship with like teachers and students outside of school? Did you see them around town? And was there a big...
Oh, yeah. You mean the teachers from the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So, Ms. Ames lived like a block away from me, and... Mm-hmm. She knew my grandmother well. I was raised by my grandparents, and she'd tell me in a minute, I'll tell Ruth. Keep doing so, I'm going to tell Miss Ruth. But, so they kept us in line.
Yeah. Do you think the family support had a big role in with education at the school?
Was oh, yeah.
Family
yeah.
and education very intertwined?
It was good. If you got in trouble at school, you got in trouble at home. So, and back then they could beat you.
Yeah.
You get a whooping at school, you go home, they got one when you got home too. But, looking back on it, it was good. Yes.
Do you think?
Yeah, probably kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Do you think that's around today? Do you think it's changed?
I think it's changed a whole lot.
Yeah.
The kids today seem kind of just. No respect. pretty much lost control of them.
Yeah.
But, I don't need to be Debbie Downer.
No.
You're fine.
You're not the only person who said that.
Yeah. No, you're not. It's part of why I asked. Was there a big a connection with support from the church with the school, or did religion play an aspect in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Church was a big thing. You had to go to church mm-hmm. on Sunday. I do remember being in church programs.
Yeah?
But, yeah.
Tell me about that a bit.
Recite poems and different things. I can remember being in a play, Elijah, and actually some good times.
Yeah.
But those things actually got you prepared for school. They helped you with school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like it goes right with that community feeling surrounding
school. No, yeah.
Yeah.
So did, what about in the school? Were there prayers or was there some connection with the church and school?
First thing in the morning, yeah. What did they call it? But anyway, we would pray and we would recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And that was our usually, every morning I think it was we had. I'll think of what it was when I leave.
Yeah, of course, that's what happens.
Yeah. But, I think that was good to get the day started. Yeah. Started the day off right.
Can you take me through, you said the prayers happen in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take me through what a day would be like at school? Like your typical schedule there? If you remember.
Again, we're talking 50 years or better. But I almost had it. But anyway.
So you'd start off, you'd walk to school. Did you always walk to school?
Not always, no. We had, if you missed a bus, you ended up walking to school.
So there was a bus at some point?
When
you went to school.
I think I had bus the whole time I was there, I believe.
Because I think some of the other people who went earlier mm-hmm. talked about they had to walk or some parent would drive them if the weather was really awful.
Right.
They'd have to walk in the rain or the snow or whatever.
Cold.
So there was a bus.
Yeah.
So you'd get there.
Okay. Get there and we'd have our morning thing and do our classes. We'd get a little break to go out and play and get exercise and come back and do more classes and have lunch, classes, and we'd go home.
Yeah.
And I do remember when President Kennedy died, and they let us out early that day.
Mm.
And that sticks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, I'm thinking back to my own experience. I was probably about your age when Kennedy was assassinated for when 9/11 happened.
Oh, okay.
And I just remember not really fully comprehending. I was all excited. I got to get out of school early. And then when I was told why, it was like this really bizarre feeling. Yeah. Do you remember anything about that?
I can remember that the sadness and everybody was really...
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Walter Cronkite breaking up, announcing it, and then I really knew this is something here. Yeah. This guy is never off his game, you know. Mm. But yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, getting to the lighter stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Seems like we've been
pretty
dry here.
Well, it's all history.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that is always interesting is just to hear a little bit about, like, your family. What did your dad do? What did your mom do?
Do you have siblings?
No.
No. Brothers and sisters? Yeah. Okay. What did your dad do?
My dad worked construction. He and my mother separated when I was about 10, I guess. Mm. And I stayed with my grandparents. So, my mother, I guess, was a housewife.
Y'all live in town?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where'd you live?
537 Plum Street. I don't know if y'all familiar with. Yeah.
Do you have any memories about things that you do in town, just with your friends or in summers?
Oh, yeah, summertime was good. We'd go down to the beach and play and walk around the town. There wasn't a whole lot of places to go and things to do. We made the best of what we had. Yeah.
The beach would be my favorite.
Big deal was going downtown on Saturday and just watching the people.
Yeah? Yeah. People watching?
Oh, yeah. You know, shopping and doing whatever.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
So did you go to the movies?
Went to the movies. There was a black theater in my early days back on Jefferson Avenue. Mm-hmm. And later we started going to the Palace. And used to enjoy the movies.
So they integrated the movie theater as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was kind of fuzzy on when that happened, mm-hmm. but yeah.
So was it fully integrated or did you have to sit in separate areas? The theater.
I think we sat in our groups, blacks with blacks and whites. That's the whites.
Mm-hmm. But not like, because I remember somebody telling us that they, at least in their era, had to sit upstairs.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
No, I never did that. Mm. I don't even think the upstairs was open when I was a kid.
Do you remember when things changed, when they fully integrated? Like not to have to sit in the movie theater when you had to sit in separate sections, mm-hmm. or when did things start to truly integrate and not just theoretically?
You could sit at the lunch counter at Rayfield's, yeah. for example.
Savages, yeah.
70s,
yeah.
No, Savages.
Oh, Savages. Oh, sorry, yeah, not Rayfield. Yeah.
But I was in my teens, I guess.
Yeah.
14, 15, mm-hmm. maybe.
Mm-hmm. Was that a slow process, or did it happen?
Yeah, slow. Yeah, over the years, it kind of got more and more.
So what did you? So you graduated from Northampton High School?
No, I graduated from Cape Charles.
From Cape Charles. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what did you do after that?
Went into the Navy. Did 4 years in the Navy. Came home. took a welding course. I was going to be a welder. But they had this stick weld, and that smoke would get in your nose and be blowing black smoke out. Decided I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And a friend of mine told me that there was an opening at the bridge. So I ended up getting a job down there. And I've been there ever since.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
35 years now. Hopefully 3 more.
Yeah. So don't pull me over when I'm going over the bridge. So look here. Huh?
But one of my guys, man.
No, I wash my feet on the bridge.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah. If it says strictly enforced, I'm strictly at 55.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with any of your classmates from Cape Charles Elementary?
Every now and again, I'll run into somebody. Mm-hmm. And, but as far as, you know, calling them or writing or whatever, yeah.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
At the
elementary
school, it would have to be Miss Catherine Ames.
Yeah.
She was just such a sweet, good person.
I've heard a lot about her.
Oh, you have?
Well, I've heard, yeah.
Okay.
Many people have mentioned her.
Yes.
It's good reason.
Yeah.
Did you know Alice Brown? Was she there?
She wasn't there when I was there.
Okay. She had moved on, I think, to one of the other schools in the county. I think she went to the middle school. People talk about her and Mr. Nottingham a lot.
Oh, yeah. We talk about Mr. Nottingham a lot.
Was he there?
I'm trying to think if he was the fifth grade teacher.
So I think he taught
math.
The higher levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know he taught math.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Memory as far as I
can. That's okay.
Mine too. I can't remember what it. Oh, trust me, it still happens. I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday half the time.
I would hate to think. You know, somebody was grilling me about my elementary school experiences.
It's an interesting tattoo. What is
it? It's an anchor with, this is a compass with the world inside of it, and then a sparrow, and it has half of the coordinates for Leeds. It's the city in England that I lived in a few years ago, and my good friend who is German, she has the same design with the other half of the coordinates, and it's our Leeds is north of my home and west of hers, so it's kind of like our point in the middle. It's our, and then the whole image itself has a lot of other meaning for traveling and whatnot, but
you like to travel?
I love to travel.
Oh, yeah.
I love to.
Sound like my daughter.
Yeah. How old's she?
31.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves to travel.
Yeah.
So do you have any other children?
Got 31, 33, and child certified.
Isn't that scary when they...
Wow.
No. So what do they do? You have 3 daughters, yeah?
My oldest is in Honduras. Married a Honduran. She's a housewife. My middle son, the son is middle.
Oh, okay.
And he's in Annandale. Oh. He worked for a defense contractor. He's a computer engineer. And the baby, Beth, she's a baby. But anyway, she, I'm not quite sure what she does. But she's an attorney.
Okay. Yeah.
So they all went to college and...
Well, Two did.
Two.
The oldest didn't.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of traveling, and Honduras, right. I love Nicaragua.
Really?
I've been there, gosh, 3 or 4 times.
I want to go see my daughter this coming year, hopefully.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the languages, I've been trying to
learn Spanish.
Learn Spanish.
I was much more close to fluent when I was going there. Okay. I have not had means to speak it, nor have I studied it in, gosh, 4 years.
Oops.
So, not anymore. But it is. I mean, people there are so warm, and they're so. If you're trying to speak a language, they will work with you.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're very warm-hearted people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't so do you have grandchildren?
Yeah, 2. Yeah. The baby is 4. Mm-hmm. Breeze. And Taj is 10. Or will be 10 in January. He's 9. Taj is 9, Breeze is 3. And Breeze is the youngest daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where does she live? I forgot.
She's in Charlottesville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do they come back and visit often?
Mm-hmm. They were here for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. Not often, they come back.
Though. Yeah. And they grew up here in Cape Charles?
Yeah. No, Eastfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where is that?
That's just the next town up.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay.
On the
north.
Well, Cheriton and then Eastfield. Cheriton is...
Where the...
Well, actually, where Odell Collins lives is kind of Eastfield, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
So it's the town of Eastfield itself is across the highway from Odell's house is. It's
okay.
It's on the western side of the highway, but... the Eastville areas.
Right.
Down there, so.
Okay.
And it's the county seat.
Oh, okay.
Courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that.
Mm-hmm. So, do you live on the west side of the highway or the east? You live in Eastville itself? Or just outside?
On the west side, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of your daughters took after your wife.
Yeah.
His wife's an attorney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All in mom's footsteps.
So, am I done?
Do you have any more questions?
No, not really. I've just really enjoyed hearing hearing what you had to say.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Oh, good. Well, thanks.
Of course.
I hope I didn't depress you too much.
No.
No, in fact.